Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Not sure if you stand forgiven before God? Get the ultimate proof that all your sins have been put away forever. You can enjoy boldness and peace every day when you know you are righteous in God's sight. Experience fresh peace and faith as you discover how Christ's resurrection is divine confirmation that your sins are all forgiven. The fact that Jesus rose from the grave is the easiest and most simple answer to our most difficult and complex questions in life. Come boldly before your Heavenly Father today, whatever your situation, knowing you're standing in the risen Christ is perfect. In this powerful and heart-anchoring resurrection message titled, He is Risen from the Dead, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you why our Lord Jesus' resurrection is your divine receipt that your sin debt is taken care of through His perfect work at the cross. Be blessed as you listen.
Christ has conquered death. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28 verse 6 that He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. The context of this scripture is that after the Sabbath, early on Sunday morning, two women visited the tomb where Jesus was buried. As they approached, the earth shook and angels rolled away the stone. The scripture says the angels said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as He said. Come and see the place where He laid." You see, Christ died an innocent death and conquered death by rising from the grave. Praise God, we celebrate the empty tomb. Christ is risen from the dead. Some people might ask the question, why does the resurrection matter? My friend, it matters because it addresses our deepest problem. A problem that is not popular to talk about in our society today. The problem is every single one of us have all sinned against the Holy God. We have lied or gossiped or stolen or any combinations of these things and more. The challenge is God is holy, and because He is just, He must punish sin. God is not only just, but He is also loving. Because God loved us, He shocked the world when God became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, who was not a conquering king, but a suffering servant. He wouldn't achieve victory through conquest, but through sacrifice. And Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross, and 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. The resurrection is physical evidence that Jesus' death on the cross paid the price for sins, satisfying God's justice and displaying His amazing grace and unquenchable love while defeating death, hell, and grave. Someone said if a guy predicted his own death and resurrection and exactly what he said came to pass, I am going with that guy. Today, we don't worship an empty tomb. We worship a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus is the firstborn of resurrection. The Bible says in Acts chapter 26, verse 23 that the Christ would suffer, that He would be the first to rise from the dead. You may say, but what of those who resurrected prior to Jesus? Example, Lazarus, or those raised by Elijah and Elisha. You may ask those questions. While some dead people were raised prior to Jesus' death and resurrection, there is a fundamental difference between those incidents and the one Jesus experienced. In all other cases, the person who was raised returned to an earthly sinful body, and therefore they had to die again one day. Those resurrections were the demonstrations of God's mighty power at work, but they do not represent a solution for the fundamental problem of sin and death. If Lazarus still died again, then his earlier resurrection did not conquer death. And the question remains, how does he conquer death once and for all? The answer is by faith in the one who conquered death, Jesus Christ. He died to pay our sin debt and rose again to prove his power over death. And most importantly, Jesus never dies again. The Bible testifies that unlike Lazarus and others who were resurrected prior to Jesus, our Lord will never suffer death a second time. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. That's in Romans chapter 6 verse 9. When Jesus was on this earth, he spoke to his disciples of a time when the Spirit of God would not just be with us, but would be in us. That's what he told his disciples, that a time will come when the Spirit of God would not just be with us, but would be in us. And this happened after his resurrection. Bible says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. That's recorded in John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. Do you ever feel like you are not really making any difference? Do you ever feel like you are spending most of your time achieving nothing? The good news is the gospel changed everything. The gospel has changed everything, my friend. God has always wanted to be among us, but it wasn't until the resurrection of Jesus Christ that he could be so close that he could live in us by his Holy Spirit. Now our bodies becoming his very temple. That's incredible. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the single greatest event, not just in history, but forevermore. If Jesus had not risen, God's plan for our redemption would not have worked at all. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. He was raised from the dead for our justification, so we could live just as if we had never sinned. He defeated our greatest enemies, sin, sickness, poverty, disease, and the devil. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He disarmed principalities and powers and made a public spectacle of them in triumph. Hallelujah. He was given all authority, gave us good news to share with the world, and will be with us forever. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20. Which every believer knows is the Great Commission. So the Son of Man is coming again. That's one thing we should bear in mind. The Lord Jesus is coming again. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to meet him? The Bible says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's 1 Corinthians 15:52. The Bible says, in the same manner that he left, he will come back. This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1 verse 11. So what I'm thinking about is that we have received salvation. Christ is coming back for us. When he comes, we will go with him. What about those who are not ready? What about your brother who is not ready? What about your cousin who is not ready? What about your sister who is not ready? What about your wife who is not ready? What about your husband who is not ready? What about your children who are not ready, my friend? What about your parents who are not ready? What about your friends who are not ready? What about those you work with who are not ready? What about your neighbors who are not ready? I will read you something now from Revelation chapter 20, verses 9 to 11. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 9 to 11. Verse 9 is talking about how things are going to end up in this world. Judgment day will come. When will this happen? After the rapture of the church. We can be talking about going to heaven, but let me ask you, what about all the others who don't know God, who are not ready? Aren't you going to do anything about it, believer? Read verse 10 again, what I just read, yeah? And you can see Satan's future is clear. He's going to the lake of fire, and he knows it. That's his future. The Bible is talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist will go to hell and the lake of fire. They will be tormented forever and ever. God is not going to say, let's bring them out. No, the Bible says it's eternal damnation. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, my friend. We have been saved, thank God. But what about those who have not recognized the salvation that Christ brought? I want you to know that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved, except Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, talk about the resurrection of Christ and how he came to save the world. And if you have not received Christ, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.